From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Prosecutors have now released evidence in the Trayvon Martin shooting case, including photos showing George Zimmerman, the man accused of killing the unarmed 17-year-old teen, with a bloody nose. NPR's Greg Allen has more on what at least one witness was telling investigators, according to police documents.
He saw two men, one on the ground, one mounted, sitting on top of him, pounding him away, beating him in martial arts style, according to what this witness said. And that witness identified the person on top as the black male, Trayvon Martin, and the person underneath as George Zimmerman.
NPR's Greg Allen. Zimmerman faces second-degree murder charges in the case and is awaiting trial. He has pleaded not guilty, claiming self-defense. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak met with U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta today. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the U.S. has agreed to give additional support to an Israeli effort to shoot down missiles fired from the Gaza Strip in Lebanon.
After a meeting at the Pentagon, Panetta said he told Barak the U.S. would give Israel $70 million in assistance for the Iron Dome missile defense system. Iron Dome has been successful in shooting down some of the rockets that have rained down on Israel from bases in the Gaza Strip and Lebanon. In the past, the U.S. has given Israel a total of $205 million to support Iron Dome. Those amounts come on top of the $3 billion in security aid that the U.S. gives to Israel every year. Panetta made no mention of any discussions about possible Israeli plans to attack Iran's nuclear installations. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
Social networking site Facebook has set the final price for its initial public offering. Facebook will be selling shares for $38 each, the deal expected to bring in $18.4 billion for the company. As NPR's Steve Henn reports, it values Facebook at more than $104 billion.
When Facebook first announced it was going public, it said it would sell just $5 billion of stock. Now, just over 3 months later, the IPO has grown to be more than three times that size. Investor demand for shares of the social networking giant has made this the second largest IPO of all time, behind only Visa. When trading starts on Wall Street tomorrow, Facebook will be valued at more than Ford, GM, Goldman Sachs, or Boeing. And at 28, Mark Zuckerberg will become one of the 20 richest people on the planet. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
Computer maker Hewlett-Packard is expected to carry out major job cuts. That's according to published reports, citing those with knowledge of the company's plans. It's expected HP will eliminate between 25 and 30,000 jobs. HP has declined comment. Last year, the Palo Alto-based company had nearly 350,000 workers. HP has seen dwindling demand for its PCs as more people connect to the Internet on smartphones and tablets. Another major down day for Wall Street. Blue chips fell 156 points. The Nasdaq lost 60 points today. You're listening to NPR. The U.S. now has a full ambassador to Myanmar, also known as Burma, for the first time in more than two decades. As had been widely anticipated, the White House tapped its current special envoy for the region, Derek Mitchell, to take the job. If confirmed by the Senate, Mitchell will be the first U.S. ambassador to the country since 1990. The U.S. is currently represented there by a lower-level diplomatic officer. The announcement today came ahead of a meeting between Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Myanmar's visiting foreign minister. House Democrats have introduced legislation to make it easier to register to vote. The bill is unlikely to be enacted, but it's part of the Democrats' campaign against new state voting restrictions passed by largely Republican-controlled legislatures. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
The bill would allow voters to register online and make it easier for them to register on Election Day. It would set up a national hotline where voters could report problems at the polls, and it would prohibit deceptive voting practices. Georgia Democrat John Lewis is one of the sponsors.
Voting should be simple, easy, and accessible to every citizen.
Democrats say state laws have made registering more difficult. Republican sponsors of those laws argue that they're needed to clean up registration rolls that are filled with duplicate and invalid entries. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities have now confirmed Mary Kennedy, the estranged wife of Robert Kennedy Jr., died as a result of asphyxiation due to hanging. County medical examiner in Bedford, New York, issued the initial cause of death today. Mary Kennedy was 52 years old. She'd been struggling with drug and alcohol problems. An architect known for her philanthropic work, she and Robert Kennedy Jr., son of the late Senator Robert F. Kennedy, were married in 1994. Kennedy filed for divorce in 2010. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.